This is your WLCX Daily News Roundup for the Eagle 1490 AM in La Crosse.
For 1490 WLCX, I'm Jimmy Cuska. Wisconsin's prisons are set for updates. With more, here's Civic Media's Savannah Tomei Olson.
On both sides of the aisle, leaders have long debated what to do about our overcrowded prisons and troubled youth facilities. Governor Tony Evers' plan in his budget would have included $500 million to get things done faster, but the legislature removed his plans. In a meeting of the State Building Commission Tuesday, leaders voted unanimously to release $15 million to begin planning. Here's the governor.
Basically, this is to release the money so that we can finally get this project going. Simple as that.
This is the baby step of baby steps. Eventually, the goal is to close the old Green Bay Correctional and close Lincoln Hills and Copper Lake Youth Institutions once they build alternatives in Madison and Milwaukee. For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
Gas prices have taken an uptick in Wisconsin. With more, here's Civic Media's Melissa Kay.
Gas prices rose 17.8 cents per gallon over the last week. The average across Wisconsin is 2.79. This is still 3.5 cents per gallon lower than a month ago and almost 8 cents lower than this time last year. Officials at Gas Buddy say a refinery fire caused the jump in prices in the Midwest. However, relief is likely in the weeks ahead as the situation stabilizes. Looking ahead, the national average could increase to slightly above the $3 per gallon mark due to the possibility of a U.S.-China trade deal. Gas Buddy officials say oil prices could lift on optimism the deal would increase trade and reduce tariffs. They say the national average should slip back below $3 per gallon ahead of Thanksgiving.
The federal shutdown is affecting food share recipients. With more, here's Civic Media's Lisa Hale.
In July, President Donald Trump approved funding cuts to SNAP programs when he signed H.R. 1 into law. Those cuts take effect on November 1st. On top of that, the federal government shutdown is affecting the people who need SNAP benefits the most. Oshkosh Area Community Pantry Director Ryan Rasmussen.
Based on the government shutdown, starting November 1st, all SNAP benefits are cut. So no new monies will be given to any SNAP recipients. And also, for the first time, any outstanding balances that folks have could be in jeopardy.
Meanwhile, a press release from Governor Tony Evers' office on Wednesday said that the Wisconsin Food Share Program will run out of funding due to the federal government shutdown. That program provides food assistance for Wisconsin children, families, and senior citizens. I'm Lisa Hale, Civic Media News.
Healthcare could soon be more expensive here in Wisconsin. With more, here's Civic Media's Savannah Tomei Olson.
People who buy health insurance through the healthcare.gov marketplace can qualify for what are essentially discounts on their insurance to make it more affordable. Those discounts are set to expire at the end of the year, which would make healthcare coverage more expensive for up to 42 million Americans. Here in Wisconsin, about 313,000 people have plans they bought on the marketplace, and 88% of those qualify for some sort of tax credit. On average, those tax credits save Wisconsinites $664 a month. But leaders say costs will surge for some people. Governor Tony Evers.
A middle-class family of four in Wausau see their premium more than double, going from $886 a month to over $2,300 a month. 60-year-old couple in Rice Lake, making about $85,000 a year, could see their premium rocket 800%. That's an annual increase of over $30,000 in costs.
And that's just for the premiums to have insurance before even thinking about things like filling prescriptions or going to the ER. Democrats in Congress say they will not agree to end the shutdown unless the tax credits will continue. Republicans have said they would consider extending the tax credits after reopening the government. Milwaukee Congresswoman Gwen Moore.
We're going to see families like this take some risks and simply drop their coverage and just cross their fingers and pray. Maybe we could just get by and show up in the emergency room if something really goes bad.
Data shows when healthcare systems, the government, and charities have to absorb the costs of the uninsured, prices go up for everyone. For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
If you're a utility customer behind on your bill, the Public Service Commission of Wisconsin is encouraging you to catch up now. With more, here's Civic Media's Melissa Kay.
The moratorium period begins November 1st and runs through April 15th. During that time, utilities are prohibited from disconnecting utility service for non-payment when it's used for home heating. If you're currently disconnected, however, you must make arrangements to restore service before the moratorium begins. Utilities are not required to reconnect service until payment arrangements have been made. You can make arrangements directly with your provider or apply for financial assistance. You can find more information and links at energyandhousing.wi.gov.
The bridge connecting Wisconsin to Iowa south of La Crosse is now closed. The Black Hawk Bridge, also known as the Lansing Bridge, is in the process of being replaced. The bridge was built 94 years ago and has been closed twice in the past 2 years for structural issues. Construction on its replacement began 2 years ago and is scheduled to open in 2027. In the meantime, the DOT will be providing free car ferries to cross the Mississippi River, while heavier truck traffic will need to use the posted detour through Prairie du Chien a half hour to the south. Are you interested in serving on a city committee? La Crosse's city government is currently looking for volunteers to serve on 8 different committees and boards, including the Redevelopment Authority, Police and Fire Commission, Neighborhood Revitalization Commission, Floodplain Advisory Committee, Housing Authority, Building and Housing Appeals Board, Bicycle Pedestrian Advisory Committee, and Room Tax Commission. If you're interested, you can fill out an application on the City of La Crosse website. The 2025 State High School Boys and Girls Cross Country Meets will be held on Saturday in Wisconsin Rapids. 52 boys and 52 girls teams, as well as dozens of individual qualifiers, will compete for state titles in 3 divisions. Kohler will defend state titles in both the boys and girls meets, while Nina will defend its D1 girls title, and Stevens Point will defend its D1 boys title this year. The field includes 3 former individual champions. You can follow the results on the WIAA's website at wiaa.org. Download the free Civic Media app now at civicmedia.us/app. For 1490 WLCX, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
A big game for the Bucks. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NBA. The Bucks against Steph Curry and the Golden State Warriors tonight at Fiserv Forum. Milwaukee's 3-1 after beating the Knicks Tuesday night. Golden State at 4-1. College hoops, the Badgers men's team over the UW-Platteville Pioneers, 69-53 in a charity exhibition game at the Kohl Center. NFL, Jordan Love named NFC Offensive Player of the Week after throwing 20 consecutive completions Sunday night. That tied a team record set by Brett Favre in 2007. Baseball, Blue Jays beating the Dodgers 6-1 in the World Series to go up 3-2. Trey Yesavage on the mound, striking out 12 batters, breaking a record for a rookie in the World Series since Sandy Koufax in 1963, who was sitting in the stands.
Historic stuff. That stage and his numbers, it's one thing to be in the zone, and it's another thing to be in the zone and get some swing and miss.
That's Blue Jays manager John Schneider with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Partly to mostly cloudy today, our high right around 52 here this afternoon. Tonight, it'll be mostly cloudy, chilly, our low dropping to around 33. Tomorrow, partly to mostly cloudy with a few sprinkles possible and a high right around 50. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your WLCX Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at lacrosseeagle.com.